Former President Donald Trump sprinkled his hour-and-a-half-long speech with references to the 2020 presidential election. He repeated the lie that he really won and teased the possibility that he'll run again in 2024.
I would say I ran the first time and I won. Then I ran a second time and I did much better. We got millions and millions more votes. And you know what? That's going to be a story for a long time, what a disgrace it was. But we may just have to do it again. We have to straighten out our country.
Trump denounced the January 6th committee, which has been building the case that he was responsible for assembling and dispatching the mob that attacked the Capitol to prevent certification of Joe Biden's win, and then watched the siege on television for 3 hours, turning aside appeals he tell his supporters to go home.
Now we have the January 6th unselect committee of political hacks and thugs like Adam Shifty Schiff and others who are standing before the same microphone, same thing. They get out and they say, oh, our country is suffering so badly because, and he knows the whole thing is a hoax. His head, as you know, I feel, is shaped like a watermelon. He's quite an unattractive man.
Trump addressed a summit organized by a group of former White House officials and cabinet members who've been crafting an agenda for a possible second Trump administration. He said he agreed with what he said was a friend's description of him as the most persecuted person in the history of the nation. Trump devoted a large portion of his speech to attacking migrants. He also made digs at what he called Marxist teachers' unions and deep state bureaucrats. Trump said there should be universal voter ID requirements and that voting, with very few exceptions, should be only by paper ballots and only on Election Day. Hours earlier, former Vice President Mike Pence addressed a conservative student group. He said the Republican Party must look to the future. It was a contrast to Trump's message, but Pence turned aside a question about their differences.
Well, I will tell you that I couldn't be more proud of the record of the Trump-Pence administration. I don't know that our movement is that divided. I don't know that the president and I differ on issues, but we may differ on focus. I truly do believe that elections are about the future, and that it's absolutely essential at a time when so many Americans are hurting.
Their separate speeches came amid news that Pence's former chief of staff, Mark Short, testified before a federal grand jury investigating the January 6th assault on the Capitol when Trump supporters chanted, "Hang Mike Pence." Biden yesterday decried his predecessor for failing to try to stop the mob attack on the Capitol, saying Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.